This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
I'm going to tease you a little bit, Greta. I still want to talk about this issue of me getting feedback from a random, but not yet, because more importantly, you've seen what the end of the world looks like.
So on Friday night, I went to White Night with a friend. And we were
Did you wear white? Sorry to interrupt.
Well, no, you don't actually need to. Well, do I even own any white? No, I do actually. I own a lovely white top. It might have been a bit too dressed up for White Night.
Back to Friday night. You're at White Night.
Well, we were tossing and turning whether to go because I just cooked us dinner and we were all sort of warm in the lounge room and we thought, no, let's do it. Let's go have an explore. So we went to the Carlton Gardens because it was sort of broken up around the city. And there's been a bit of criticism about the event. It wasn't good as previous years and It's not really catered for me because it used to go all night. And I'm famously Grandma Greta. I like to be in bed as early as possible.
But is it used to be in summer as well?
And it used to be in summer.
So is it now, this is a serious question, is it now in winter so that people like you can go to it because it's dark?
No, well, no. I think it's now in winter because they wanted to manage crowds more. Because it was one night in the city that was intense.
Yeah.
So I think they wanted to split it up and divide it up a bit. Hmm. So different locations, different sort of way of it running.
Okay.
So that not everyone's bombarding the CBD. So pros and cons. Now, we went to the Carlton Gardens. It was lovely and there were some beautiful light displays and lanterns and just usually it's sort of light-based art, if you will, projections, things that glow. Mm-hmm. Quite fun. There were some walking puppets. I'm easily scared. I'm a bit like a...
Sorry, I'm rolling my eyes here for those that can't see.
I'm a bit like a dog when they'll be scared of something and then you give them a bit of encouragement and then they're really into it. Like when you take them to the ocean for the first time. They're really unsure about going into the water and then you give them sort of a big supportive smile and
An allergy. I'm picturing you on all fours at the ocean, one finger in the water.
More just me seeing a giant puppet and being like, oh, I'm not into that at all. Actually, maybe I am. So we're walking around. That day I'd been listening to a podcast about a sound known as a booge, which is when you're watching a trailer. But bear with me, this is coming back to White Night. When you're watching a trailer and the trailer's like, say, like a Mission Impossible and it's all like, go, go, you're a man, go, man, go. And then suddenly, halfway through the trailer, it goes, boom.
Oh, yeah, yep.
It's known as a booge.
And it's, how do you spell it?
B-O-O-J, but that's what this podcast was calling it. I think it has other names in the sound industry. It's basically like the bass drops and everything and it creates similar to like a lion's roar or the sound of a plane. It creates this intense feeling within you where you think, oh, my God, something's happening, something's changing. Nisha and I are walking around the Carlton Gardens when suddenly we hear a boom. And we're kind of like, oh, my God, what is that sound? And we walk around the Royal Exhibition Building to the section of the Royal Exhibition Building that's between the museum.
Yeah.
And suddenly all these teenagers start running. So it's like this stampede of teenagers and like the boom. And I was like, Nisha, I'm not sure what we're about to witness is my cup of tea. I'm feeling a little bit scared. Nisha's the same. She's like, no, I feel you. This is an intimidating situation we're walking into. We go sort of around and there's all these sort of levels and trees that you sort of have to get over. We're climbing up the levels. We walk into what I think at a glance looks like Mad Max. And there are people climbing poles and there are...
Had you been drinking?
No. Oh, a glass of wine.
So this stuff was real?
This stuff was real. And nothing illegal had happened, government and police officers. We were rather boring people in attendance at this event. People with flame guns and cars and intense music and that sound and chanting and drums. And I turn to Nisha and I go, have you seen Mad Max, any of the films? To which she says, no, I haven't, not really my cup of tea. And I was like, I think this is Mad Max, but why would there be a Mad Max sort of component
at White Night?
At White Night. As we're watching it, I'm realising that this would be an end of the world scenario where you have to be like, do I fight them or do I join them? By the way.
Oh, here's the loop. Sorry. I was so lost in, I was still on the beach with you and it being a dog and the booze and this is complex. This is good. Okay, sorry. Back to the original thing. You saw the end of the world. Okay.
It's what the end of the world would have looked like. Anyway, I'm going to cut a very long story short. It turned out it actually was just straight up some sort of vague Mad Max promo.
Oh.
So visually they got it right, but it was very intimidating.
Oh, can we play Tina Turner, like Beyond Thunderdome? Like, can we find that song?
Well, come on.
No, you know, we don't need another hero. No. Okay, she's going to tell me off. I just got to look. You're with the Bloody Marys on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.